Anne will be joining a group of other victims of alleged Garda malpractice on their trip to the House of Commons on Tuesday. It will be led by Geoffrey Donaldson, MP, the DUP politician, who will be bringing them into Westminster, where they will be meeting a group of MPs for a series of meetings. And Anne will be telling them what she believes happened to her twin sister, Mary Boyle, in 1977. And she will be telling them her belief that this particular case has not been investigated properly, and that she believes she knows the identity of the killer, and that has on a number of occasions been told the identity of the killer, and that it was somebody known to Mary. And Anne has already been to Stormont. She was in Brussels earlier this year and met all of the Irish MEPs, who wrote a letter actually to the Minister for Justice on foot of the visit. And they expressed very serious concerns, having heard Anne's story. And so this latest trip will take her to the House of Commons in London. And it's a damning indictment, really, of the criminal justice system in this country that Anne, after nearly 40 years, is having to leave the country to try and get justice and truth for her sister.
Do you think this meeting in Westminster now will help achieve justice for herself and her sister Mary?
Well, I think it'll put an international spotlight on what is Ireland's longest missing person, and the fact that this was a six-year-old child. And people outside this state are very interested in this case, in the same way I suppose the Madeleine McCann case was an international story. Mary Boyle now is becoming that, and certainly when we were in Stormont and Brussels, we found that, you know, that there certainly was a lot of interest there, and that the MPs, the MLAs we met in Stormont, were very concerned that cases like this could have been handled in this way. And to this day, there still is no closure, and there doesn't seem to be any sense of action, or that this case will be progressed, and that the individual who Anne believes is responsible for the disappearance and murder of her sister has not yet been arrested.